morning.
What is that?
The future of radio.
They got great banter. They jib-jab, 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 jib-jab. I use it for the car.
Just moronic commentary and stupid sound effects.
This is good radio!
Is it Wednesday?
All right, very exciting stuff. I think we're pretty much ready to go here.
Enjoy the show.
What is happening? Good morning. It is Tara and Teresa, the Rocket and Teresa show. We are in a disco ball right now.
I think it's really important we set the scene. I was editing something and Teresa said, "Hey, Tara, is it okay if I turn the volume on the news behind you?" I said yes. It turns out she was leading me down a path of lies because she did not even turn the volume on the news. All she did was turn this room into a strobe light. My brain is unwell. What are we
call these? Like little LED lights or whatever? I don't know. They're all over the ceiling and they can change colors. We've got blue and red and green and white and everything. But we usually keep them off. Somehow the TV remote has synced with the lights. So when I turned on the TV, the lights started strobing and now we can't get them to turn off. We have two different light remotes, neither of which work.
It's just insane. I really feel like I can't focus. I feel like I have to project more. Like the lights are not making any sound. Why do I feel like I need to yell to overcompensate for the lights?
I feel like I'm going to have a seizure. And I'm not like trying to be inconsiderate and make fun of that. I mean, this is really hurting my brain. How are we going to do this for the next 4 hours?
Very unwell. Oh gosh, it's getting worse. Right as we speak. Help
I feel
us.
Like we need some chain smokers or some Tiesto or something.
Oh my god! So like Tate
DJ
McRae.
Diesel.
That's what I plan next. That's not on brand at all for these lights. Oh my gosh! It's
going really,
really getting
fast.
Worse. Teresa.
Wow.
Help.
I don't know what to do for you because I can't see a thing, Tara. I'm having 90s flashbacks and they were really exciting. Let me tell you. Let's take a break. And when we come back, we've got your tabloid trash. We have so many things today that are all local. Like we've got confirmation about Travis Kelce's TV show and some more details about it. Patrick Mahomes and some stuff that he said about the one thing that would actually make him quit football. And of course, we have lots of fun Easter eggs from Taylor Swift's new album. Also, side note, Tara and I have gone blind.
I hear nothing. I see nothing. I hear nothing.
Mix 93.3. All right. Before we get to tabloid trash, we got to give you an update. Tara, there's a reason why Tara has a master's degree, okay? She's the smartest person probably in our entire company. She, if you missed it earlier, when we first came on the air, we have these like little LED lights or whatever that surround the ceiling of our room. They're multicolored. Something happened. I touched the TV remote and it set the lights off and they were strobing high speed.
It was like red, blue, white, green, red, blue, white, green.
Yeah, we were like definitely having an EDM moment. We both thought our heads were going to explode. We couldn't figure out. We have two different remotes. Neither one of them would work. Tara figured it out. What'd you do, Tara?
Trace the hard wire. Found where it was plugged in and I unplugged it.
Very smart.
I mean, it was pretty record-breaking. In the words of Ben Bailey, I'd say I risked it all for a video bonus question. I mean, I just went for it. I'm brave. And I'm strong.
You are. And you're definitely smarter than me. Speaking of being smarter, so we have confirmation about Travis Kelce's game show. We already knew he was doing a spinoff of Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? But the official press release has been sent out for Are You Smarter Than a Celebrity? And so now we know for a fact that the Kansas City Chiefs star is going to host this new series for Prime Video. It will start off with 20 episodes. And in each episode of Kelce's show, you get to meet an adult contestant who will use basically a classroom of celebrities to answer 11 questions. And then you'll get like a bonus round or a final round where you have to pick your favorite celebrity to help you with the question. And it'll be like a sixth grade level, and then you could win $100,000.
Okay, first of all, love the idea of it, of a celebrity. But let me ask you this. You make it to the final round. Do you pick your favorite celebrity in the room, like your number one fan celebrity, or the one that's been the smartest?
No, you got to pick the smartest. I've watched multiple game shows like this, and you definitely, like, there's always going to be one that stands out that seems to know what they're doing.
Yes.
And you'll just have to go with your instinct.
You're like, Jeff Goldblum, I love you so much, but I have to go with
That's what happened to me. I've joked about this a lot. I got to be on the Password game. This was back when Donny Osmond hosted it. Rocket and I both went and auditioned. He couldn't even figure out the audition process.
Poor fella.
Bless his heart. I made it through. I got to fly out to California and be on the show. And I totally rocked the preliminary rounds. And then when I got to the final part where I'm sitting at the pyramid, they were like, do you want to give clues or do you want to get clues? And they said, if you get clues, then we can help the celebrity. If you give clues, we can't help you.
Okay.
So I was like, all right, we'll let the celebrity give me clues. And he kind of, he just went off in a wrong direction. And like,
he didn't get it.
Well, he was doing okay. But you know how once your brain goes down one path, you can't get it to go back the other way.
Yes.
And it's just like, it wasn't connecting. And so I only won $200. But it was the saddest moment because Donny Osmond literally leaned down to me on live TV and goes, I'm sorry, we can only give you $200. Like, it was a pity prize. I'm like, I don't care. I had a good time. I'm on TV. It was awesome. So anyways, that's how those contestants will feel. Taylor Swift leaving lots of little Easter eggs around the country ahead of her release on Friday, her new album. We know that she had like a billboard in Chicago that was talking about it. She did this event in LA yesterday, and there was a room with a library card file unit that had 72 boxes, one for each of the 72 months or 6 years that she was with Joe Alwyn.
Wow.
Yeah, all sorts of cute little stuff like that. She even said, too, in an interview, actually it was an interview, it was when she was on stage back in Melbourne in February, and she says that she has never had an album where I've needed songwriting more than I needed it on Tortured Poets.
I love that.
She's releasing some info.
I actually just yesterday asked my husband if he could take Friday off work so that I could have some alone time with Taylor's album. And he said, not a chance. He doesn't get it.
He doesn't get
what I need.
Does not get it. And finally, yesterday I told you about how Patrick Mahomes is one of the covers of Time's 100 Most Influential People issue. We get the full list today. But he talked about the one thing that would make him quit football. And no surprise, it's his family. He says, I would love to play. He talks about Tom Brady. And he says, if I played that long, then my daughter would be 19 or 20. He said, I would love to play that long. At the same time, I want to be there for my daughter. And if I can do that, I'll continue to play. But if I feel that it's taking away from my family time, that's when I'll know it's time to go. How cool to be in a position where he can say that, because he already has 3 Super Bowl rings under the age of 30. So if it gets to a point like that, it won't be necessarily hard to walk away because you've accomplished so much already.
I was just thinking in my head, what a great dad, what a great family man. He's wonderful. But not everybody has that choice.
No, like, they don't.
Like, I can't say, oh, radio's taking me away from my daughter. I got to quit. Be like, well, you're broke now.
Yeah, trust me. I get it, Tara. That's your tabloid trash. It's brought to you by Lean Kitchen. They are locally owned and they have 4 locations. LeanKitchenKC.bottle.com. Mix 93.3, we were just talking off air and I was telling Tara, hey, remember that time? 2 times we actually brought Flo Rida in for a Red, White, and Boom show. One of them was down at Power and Light, and he was delayed a little bit, and I was just joking, like, remember we waited on him? And what did you say, Tara?
And he smelled so good when he finally got there.
Anytime we mention him, you bring that up. I don't remember smelling him.
I don't know why. It was an aggressively good scent. And we took pictures with him, and I just remember I lingered. And it wasn't even like I was being a creeper. I was just really enjoying his smell, his musk. He was a good smelling guy.
Okay, good to know.
Yeah.
Nothing more disappointing than when you meet someone you like and they don't smell good.
And they smell like doo-doo. That did not happen with Flo Rida.
Maybe you need some money to buy some perfume or some deodorant. We've got you covered at 7 o'clock.
Yes, we do, with Mix's $1,000 thank you. We'll give you that first keyword at 7 a.m. It only takes one keyword to win. You just go to mix93.com, enter it, and you could win $1,000.
So there was definitely some damage yesterday. It was such a crazy day because we had tornado warnings in the morning. By the time I was driving home, the skies had parted and it was sunny, but it was windy. Did you notice we have some tree damage out here in front of our building in Westport? At least 2 people are injured after a tornado ripped through eastern Kansas, close to Topeka. It was an EF1 tornado. There were 2 people that were hurt when their camper blew over. There's also some tornadoes. damage that was reported near Smithville.
Did you get the crazy rain on your way home?
I did get rain on the way home, but it stopped, and then it started to be like super, like sunnier than it has been in days.
So the rain I drove through, I couldn't see anything but the brake lights ahead of me. Uh-huh. It was crazy. And then if someone would splash, then it was a lost cause. I couldn't even see the brake lights. It was totally insane. And then like you said, instantly, I'm out in the sun.
It was a very fast moving storm.
Yeah.
Like it was moving through the metro very quickly. Yeah. The Kansas City Royals are remembering former manager Whitey Herzog. He passed away on Monday at the age of 92. Whitey Brady managed the Royals from 1975 to 1979 and led the team to 3 American League West championships. Monday's WNBA draft is the most watched broadcast of any kind for the league since 2000. Nearly 2.5 million people tuned in to see Caitlin Clark be the number one pick for the Indiana Fever. Number one overall, she went to the Indiana Fever. Luke Combs left a recorded message for her.
Luke Combs here. Hey. I just want to say congratulations on being the number one pick in the WNBA draft. That's incredible. I know I can speak for everybody all across the United States and the world probably that we've enjoyed watching you these last couple years, and we can't wait to continue to do so. So congratulations, you earned it. Can't wait to see you out there.
Luke Combs, that's my favorite artist of all time. That's pretty cool. He's a big women's basketball fan, so I appreciate him. That's amazing. I was not expecting that.
You know who else is a big women's basketball fan?
Who?
Jason Sudeikis.
Love
He's made
it.
So many fun videos watching the game and wearing cool shirts that support women's sports. And finally, what would you think if you were, let's just say hypothetically, like sitting at a stoplight here in Westport,
okay,
and you see an elephant right across the street?
I'm in Jumanji.
That's exactly what happened yesterday in Montana. It was a circus. The circus is in town, and an elephant got loose and was spotted running through traffic.
Elephant walking down the road. Oh my God.
Her laugh is good.
The circus elephant got loose. Where are you going, friend? And he's gone.
I watched it. It really was. Like, it's from her point of view. She's sitting at a stoplight, and you see this elephant come from the left side of the camera, just runs through the intersection, and then just crosses the street into a little shopping center. And it looked like there was a handler kind of hanging on to a rope, but he didn't seem to be stopping him much.
I would 1,000% think I was dreaming.
Exactly.
I would not think it was real.
And I'd be a little more panicked, worrying that he was going to step on my car, because it looked like he got really close to the cars in the front. That's what's trending on Mix.
These beautiful things that I've got.
Benson Boone on Mix 93.3. Good morning. It is the Rocket and Teresa show, and we want to hook you up with some cool prizes with our trivia.
Yeah, we have a gift card to Tres El Mare, Rocket's very favorite restaurant. Plus, we want to make you a finalist to win a reservation for four and $50 towards your night out at the Tortured Pop-Up Department, a tea swizzle tribute at Vignette's Bar. It is going to be so much fun. It runs May 3rd through July 6th. There's going to be photo ops, live music on Fridays and Saturdays, craft cocktails, so much, obviously, all honoring T-Swift.
The new album drops on Friday.
Pew, 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 pew. Call now to play trivia and win the gift card to Tres El Mare and be a finalist for the Taylor Swift Prize. 816-476-7093. Good morning. Who's this?
This is Molly.
Hi, Molly. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Nearly one-third of us, that's 31%, have an extra one in our car right now. What is it?
A person?
Nope, not a person. Remember that time my husband said the word Molly in his sleep? That's all I think of when I hear somebody named Molly.
That was random.
Good morning. Who's this?
Amanda.
All right, Amanda. What's the next line from the movie Goodfellas? As far back as I can remember, I always wanted to be a gangster.
That was a horrible impression.
It was good. It was good.
I have no idea.
Okay, good try.
Was it Tara's impression that threw you off?
She's like, I would have known if you just said it normally. Hello, who's this?
Hey, it's Billy.
All right, Billy. Which number is represented by the Roman numeral M, as in mom?
Let's try 500.
Nope, good try. All right, let's keep these questions
rolling. Do we have more questions?
Good morning, who's this?
Hey, this is Shelby.
All right, Shelby, has the Soviet Union ever hosted the Summer Olympics?
Yes.
Good job, you got that right. So you get a gift card to Tres El Mare, plus you're a finalist for the grand prize at the Tea Swizzle Tribute at Vignette's Bar. Did you take a wild guess at your answer?
Of course I did.
You had a 50-50 shot and you nailed it. I'm going to put you on hold for just 1 second while I reveal the rest of the answers, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're so welcome. All right, Teresa, one third of us have an extra one in our car right now. It's a pair of pants.
Oh, I was thinking umbrella.
You never know when you're going to have that accident.
Extra pair of pants. Okay.
Have that big accident.
Do you mean pants, or do you mean like panties, like underwear because you pooped your pants?
I think I mean pants.
Okay.
And you don't go with the underwear for the second pair.
Oh, I get it. Okay.
The next line from the movie Goodfellas was, to me, being a gangster was better than being the president of the United States. And the number that's represented by the Roman numeral M is 1,000. Of course, Shelby got it right. The Soviet Union has hosted the Summer Olympics. Teresa, I would like to take this chance, since not everybody won that Trezomar gift card, to reveal the 7 a.m. keyword one more time. What do you think about that?
I think that's a great idea.
All right. It's RIDE, R-I-D-E. Don't text it to us. Go to mix93.com. Enter that keyword RIDE for your chance to win $1,000. I got my peaches out in Georgia.
I get my from California. That is Taylor Swift, Is It Over Now, dropping all sorts of hints and clues and having pop-up events this week in celebration of the Tortured Poets Department, her new album, which drops on Friday. And yesterday, we got a little video that gave us a sneak peek of some things that were written down, and it has like Friday on the calendar. It says April 19th, the Tortured Poets Department release day, and then underneath that it says 8 p.m. Eastern music video release, which would be 7 o'clock our time. So I guess we'll not only get a new album, but we'll get a new video on Friday as well. All right, coming up after Jack Harlow, basically like Final Destination. Have you seen those movies, Tara?
Yeah.
There's a woman who had an experience that was just similar to that. I mean, pretty much the same thing. It all came true. Jack Harlow on Mix 93.3. Okay, I feel like if I say Final Destination, most of you know what I'm talking about. You've seen either all or at least some of the movies. I love those TikToks where people are driving behind like a logger truck, and they all say, if you know, you know. Nobody wants to drive behind that. We've all seen Final Destination too.
There are so many Final Destination-y things, you know, the airplane, the knives, the tanning bed, whatever. But the logs on the truck has affected all of us more than anything else.
It's like a universal sign of trauma.
Yes, exactly.
Well, there's a woman who I guess she lives near the Jersey Shore. She's a toll collector, and she really listened to her gut and followed her instinct. You know, I think we all get those times where we just, like, we feel like there's this inner voice talking to us, but we tend to ignore it.
Yeah.
She was, her name is Jessica, and she usually works as a toll collector on the Garden State Parkway, but she did not work last Friday. That's because she just had a bad feeling all night long. She actually kept waking up. She just couldn't sleep. There was something that was just really bothering her, including a sense that she was going to be in a car accident.
Oh,
it was so strong that she listened to her gut and she called in sick that day and did not go to work, which is something she rarely does. She's one of those people that just always shows up.
Sure.
A few hours later, a garbage truck slammed into the toll plaza and into her booth. The other collector who worked was hospitalized with serious injuries.
That is insane.
And that would have been her if she had gone to work that day.
Oh my gosh, that makes me want to so bad tune more into my intuition. Like, mm-hmm. how do you become more aware of that kind of stuff?
Have you ever had a moment like that? I mean, like, you don't really know what you missed or what would have happened, but have you ever just had a gut where you feel like, you know, I was going to go to this event, but I just don't think I should, or I was going to do this, but I'm not going to?
I feel like anytime I've had a feeling like that, I push through and I'm like, it's just my anxiety.
I feel like I do too.
Yeah, maybe I need to listen more.
Yeah, definitely. I thought that was such a bizarre story. Yeah. I just want to share that with you. All right, we've got Ariana Grande coming up and then trending topics. And in trending, we actually have an update on Travis Kelce's new game show that will be on Amazon. But cute story about Ariana Grande. Her 98-year-old grandmother now is the most senior person to chart on the Hot 100 because of Ariana Grande's song Ordinary Things. And they even gave her like one of those albums that you get, you know, to commemorate your sales.
Oh, cute.
That, like, we have them all over the radio station where it's framed. And she posted a picture of her 98-year-old grandma holding her little record that she achieved. Here's Ariana Grande. That would have been smooth if I didn't stumble over my words.
You're fine. You go, Gam
Ariana
Gam.
Ariana Grande on Mix. Mix 93.3. Good morning. It's the Rocket and Teresa show. Tara, I went back and watched the videos of Kesha with Renee Rapp on stage at Coachella. You told me about it, but I didn't get to see it. It was really cool. She wasn't wearing a bra. Did you notice that?
I didn't notice that, but that is saucy.
She was wearing a white. I'm talking about Kesha. Kesha was not. She also changed her lyrics. The part about P. Diddy, she changed those and was very aggressive.
I like that. Good
for
her.
Yeah, it was good for her. It was a really cool performance. Let's talk about some of the things going on here locally. And then for some reason today, trending topics has turned into when animals attack.
Okay.
Kansas City Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce. We knew he was going to host that game show, but now we have more details because they sent out the official press release. So it's a spinoff of Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? It is going to be on Amazon Prime Video, and it's Are You Smarter Than a Celebrity? They've ordered 20 episodes of the season so far, and contestants will be quizzed on elementary school level questions, but they get to rely on a classroom full of celebrities to help them. And then when it gets to the final round, you have to pick your one celebrity. Who's the celebrity that's going to help me with this final question? And you could take home $100,000.
I can't wait to watch that.
They didn't give us a premiere date, though. We don't know when it's going to be done. Obviously, they're going to be done taping before the football season starts.
Of course.
Or before he has to go off to training camp, right? All right, so let's talk about animals. There's a really great video, actually, if you look for it, of an elephant running loose in Montana yesterday. There was a circus in town. He temporarily escaped. Everyone is fine. But it's very odd. This is a video from a woman who was just sitting in traffic, and an elephant just crosses right in front of her.
Elephant walking down the road. Oh, my God. Only in Butte.
The circus elephant got loose.
Where are you going, friend? And he's gone.
Tara, I showed you the pictures. What did you think?
It's insane.
It's
weird. I would think I was dreaming or in Jumanji or something. I must say, though, that video, she has got the best laugh.
She seems very calm.
She's just an elephant.
When I was watching the video, I was waiting for the elephant to actually walk over some of the cars.
Yeah, seriously.
And like the hoods of them, the ones that were sitting right there closest to the light. There's a man who's facing charges after he allegedly tried to rob a convenience store with a very unusual weapon. Police in Memphis say that Reginald Cook initially went to this store around 2 a.m., demanded money from the register. The cashier refused, so he left, but he returned an hour later, this time with a snake wrapped around his neck.
What?
And demanded money. Obviously, the guy was like, no, and that's when he pulled out, the clerk had a gun. It looked like the guy was going to reach into his backpack for something, so the clerk was able to defend himself. Nobody was hurt. Police were called. Everything's fine. But did he really think the snake was going to be an effective weapon?
I mean, for me, it kind of might be.
I got a snake around my neck. Give me all your money. And then finally, little Cal Clifford is fascinated with all things that have to do with an octopus. The 9-year-old is from Edmond, Oklahoma. He's been obsessed since the age of 2, so naturally he was very excited when his dad brought home a tank and said that he could have a real octopus. They ordered it through the mail, but were very surprised when it quickly turned into an octomom, laying eggs and having 50 babies. 50. So they started a TikTok account, and quickly shot up to over 400,000 followers, over 3.5 million views. Each and every little octopus has a name, like Seance, Swim Shady, JC.
I love it.
There's even a Bill Nye the Octopi.
I love it.
And if you want to look it up on TikTok, it's Doc Octopus is the account, and it says that it's on TikTok. TikTok. Octopus, and they even have a shop to puss if you want to buy stuff.
That could
and
get silly.
The money actually goes to research, to research other octopi, I guess.
I thought my husband was buying something else on Shop to Puss. I'm glad to hear it's just octopus merch.
Totally different. That's what's trending on Mix. Teddy Swims, Lose Control, Mix 93.3. Good morning. It is the Rocket and Teresa Show. Doja Cat's coming up. But first, is this a red flag?
Yeah, we've been talking a lot about red flags and dating lately. This one comes from Rick on the text line. It says, this has me freaked out. My girlfriend and I went to several weddings last summer and had a great time. Her friends are getting married. I think she wants to be married too. However, I'm unsure if I'm the guy for her. She wants to be married more than she cares about being married to me. So these are some of the things that he discovered. She has a wedding page on Pinterest. Not that big of a deal. They're not even engaged, but I think a lot of girls do that.
I think most women, yeah. You just pin things. Oh, this is pretty when it happens to me finally.
This is the one that made me start to think it was a red flag. Personally, Tara thinking that. It says she has registered at 4 different online wedding sites and even picked out gifts for guests to purchase.
Okay, yeah, no, that's a big red flag.
Each site is hers with a different guy as the groom, and none of them are me.
That's the biggest red flag ever. I would walk away right now.
So what do you think about this? We would love to discuss 816-476-7093. I think the Pinterest is fine. I think he had said they were together for 2 years. I think it's okay to start thinking about, are we going to get married at that point? It's the registry wedding websites.
Yeah. Okay. First of all, that would be weird, even if it was him that was registered, if she'd registered him as the groom, just because you're jumping the gun a little. And again, that would make me think you're just excited about being married in general. The fact that she's got four different people that she has listed as the groom.
Oh, wow. Okay. He said there are notes on some of the gifts, like these are the shoes I'll be wearing when I walk down the aisle to marry Lance. Or another one, do you think Kevin is going to love me in this dress? Again, just to reiterate, this texter is named Rick, not Lance or Kevin. This is very awkward.
Well, Justin on the text line says, don't walk, run, in all caps.
That is insane.
So is she just kind of making up fantasy guest registries, or are those ex-boyfriends and she's done this with the last four people she's dated?
Please let us know, Rick. I would love to know. Are these exes or are these just random names?
Wow, another one on the text line says she has a roster. Whoever asks first wins.
Oh, that could be true. What if she's dating all those people?
It's like a contest. Emily on the text line says, I think it's time to go. And she put a whole bunch of red flag emojis.
Yikes.
I don't think anyone's going to disagree with this one.
No, again, I don't think the Pinterest is crazy. It's the registries where things take a turn.
And maybe, is she dating all those other people?
Yes.
Are they exes or is she actually dating them right now?
Is that her rotation?
I don't know.
Gosh.
Someone says Bridezilla. Amber says there's a difference between intent and obsession. Sounds like she's obsessed.
Yeah, obsessed with getting married. It's kind of like what he said. She cares more about getting married and the wedding than being married to him.
Yeah, exactly. Someone also pointed out that Lance and Kevin are both boy bands.
That's hilarious. What if those are all fake? What's another one? This is me and Donnie's wedding. That's hilarious.
Continue to let us know how you feel about it. Is it a red flag? 816-476-7093. No duh, Sabrina Carpenter. The fact that she managed to slip that lyric in and make it a legit lyric makes me happy.
I like her. I like her so
much.
And
it sounds pretty. No duh. All right, we've got a cool prize for you, right?
Yeah, we have a pair of tickets to the second annual Phase Fest. It's happening June 2nd at Legends Field. You'll also, if you win these tickets, be a finalist to possibly win a pair of VIP tickets. Let me talk to you a little bit about the artists. We've got Boys Like Girls, Senses Fail, Yellow Card, Bayside, 303, Hoobastank, Secondhand Serenade, Emery, sorry, and DJ Joey Dona. It's a full festival experience. It'll be a ton of fun. To win those tickets, all you have to do is play my game. Today we're doing Fill in the Bleep. So to set the scene, Jenna Dewan and Channing Tatum, they're all over the news right now because she still wants more money in their divorce settlement.
She wants Magic Mike money.
Yeah, she does. They separated like 10 years ago.
Yeah, and so, she's even had two kids or one and a half with her new person.
I know.
Yeah,
it would kind of suck to be him, the new guy, and be like, ooh, you're still hung up on this. But also it's money, so bring it to the family.
Oh, I'm sure he wants Magic Mike money too.
Oh, for sure. So I pulled a Channing Tatum clip. All you have to do is tell me what word I bleeped from what he's saying. And it's a very normal word. Call now to play 816-476-7093. Fill in the bleep for a pair of tickets to go to the second annual Phase Fest, June 2nd at Legends Field. Hello, who's this?
Matt.
All right, Matt, are you ready?
I think so.
All right, what is the bleep?
What was your biggest money-making routine, and can you take the crowd through a little walkthrough?
It was...
What was his biggest money-making routine when he was a stripper?
My pony?
Nope. Thank you for playing. I'll give you a hint. It's a mix artist is his answer. Good morning. What's your name?
Sierra.
All right. Fill in the bleep for this one.
What was your biggest money-making routine, and can you take the crowd through a little walkthrough?
It was...
What was it?
Lap dance?
It was, but the answer is a mix artist. Thank you so much for playing. Hello, what's the bleep?
I don't know.
What'd you say?
I got it.
She said she doesn't know.
Oh, okay.
This
Thanks
is a
for
hard
calling.
One, Tara.
So again, this is an audio clip. It's from Channing Tatum. He was a real life stripper before he was in Magic Mike. And the interviewer is asking him what was his most famous performance. The answer is a mix artist. I'll play it one more time.
What was your biggest money making routine? And can you take the crowd through a little walkthrough?
It was.
I feel like usually you can listen to the words around the bleep to
you
figure
can't.
It out. You can't on this one.
Good morning. What's your guess?
Genuine.
No, that's a really good guess, though. Thanks for playing. Hello, what the bleep?
Michael Jackson?
No, not Michael Jackson. Should I give another clue?
Yeah, we definitely need another clue.
Okay, it's a mix artist that just did the Super Bowl halftime show. Hello, what's the answer?
Usher?
Yes, it's Usher. Great job.
How in the world did you get that?
You really pieced it all together. So Channing Tatum's best performance when he was a real life stripper was to Usher. Because you got that right, you get a pair of tickets to the second annual Phase Fest, June 2nd at Legends Field.
Yay, thank you.
You're welcome. I'm going to put you on hold for just 1 second. Teresa, what's coming up?
We need to give out the keyword again. We'll do that in just a few minutes for the 8 o'clock hour. And then speaking of the Super Bowl, Patrick Mahomes, one of Time's 100 most influential people, the one thing he says that would make him walk away from football. Photogenic, shoot. Beyonce, Texas Hold'em on Mix 93.3. This morning we had a story about a little kid from Edmond, Oklahoma who has an octopus that had babies, 50 babies. He's gone viral, been all over the talk shows, and has his own TikTok account. And he named one of them Beyonce.
Love it.
God, that was so cute. So yesterday around this time, I told you that Patrick Mahomes and Dua Lipa were both on the covers, Time Magazine's 100 Most Influential list. Today, they actually have released the entire list. So they break it into categories. Dua Lipa is actually in the artist category with other people like Dev Patel, 21 Savage. They have an icons category with Taraji P. Henson. Mark Cuban made that one. Michael J. Fox. They have a titans category, and that's where Patrick Mahomes is listed. Kelly Ripa, Jack Antonoff, some of the people in that category. In the innovator categories, Maya Rudolph made the list. In the pioneer category, America Ferrera made the list. And going back to Patrick Mahomes, he did a really nice interview. And in part of it, he talked about how there's one thing that would make him walk away from the game. He said, I've looked it up, and if I played until Tom Brady's age, my daughter would be 19 or 20 years old. I would love to play that long. At the same time, I want to be there for my daughter. And if I can do that, I'll continue to play. But if I feel like it's taken away from my family time, that's when I'll know it's time to go.
I love that. That's a good dad.
I do too. But also, I feel like his decision would be a lot easier because he already has 3 rings and he's not even 30. Like,
and $1 billion.
He will have accomplished more than most football players if he ever makes that decision. He did also tell Time that he would like to, some of the things he wants to achieve, he'd like to host Saturday Night Live, just like Travis did. But he says, I have a little bit of a fear with the teleprompter. Well, good, because they actually use cue cards, which is worse.
Yes, so much worse.
Yeah. And he also talked about, you know, how he's an investor in the Royals.
Yes.
And he talked about how he wouldn't mind going out and maybe doing some baseball when there's a time for it.
That'd be fun.
Do some, go out to spring training and do some things.
Like his dad did both?
Yeah. Well, his dad didn't play football, I don't think. I think he was just Major League Baseball. Yeah.
Sorry, I'm drunk.
I mean, he may have played in his lifetime, but he didn't play professionally. I think he was a Milwaukee Brewers player.
Brewers.
I don't know if he played on more than one team. I'm not sure. Katy Perry is revealing which singer she wants to replace her on American Idol. The singer who will leave the ABC competition series after this season to focus on her new music said having Jelly Roll join the judges panel would be amazing. And speaking of Idol, Lionel Richie and Ryan Seacrest, they will announce the 2024 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees on American Idol this Sunday, and they will also reveal the winner of the fan vote. That's your tabloid trash. Save time and money with healthy grab-and-go meals that are delicious from Ling Kitchen KC. Locally owned, 4 locations, lingkitchenkc.bottle.com. That's Tate McRae, Mix 93.3. I started to say .com. I was just thinking about the website. It's the Rocket and Teresa show. Technically, Teresa and Tara, because Rocket's enjoying the week off. What you doing today?
I'm glad you asked, Teresa. I've got a little meeting that I'm going to see your face on.
We love Zoom meetings.
And then
they're our favorite thing.
Yes. And then I'm in full-blown nesting mode, just doing a billion, jillion things around the house. And then my husband yells at me when he gets home because I've done them. But you know what? That's the consequence that I have chosen to bear to get things done.
I have a lot of things you can do at my house because nobody at my house is nesting, and neither one of us seem to get things done, and we have projects that are 20 years old. So yesterday, Yesterday, I was like, all right, I've got to get the clutter cleaned out of my room. And I like really had, I have horrible ADD. I had to really make myself focus. Like, all right, we're only going to work on the nightstand. We're going to clean out the nightstand. We're going to organize it. And I kept trying to do other projects and I had to go, no, Teresa, we're going to finish this one before we move on. And it ended up being about 2 hours worth of work. And I think I did the nightstand and maybe two loads of laundry and maybe my bathroom counter. And I was exhausted.
It is hard to be a mom,
but
I tell
you. When you think about it, Tara, that isn't very much. Basically, I'm just telling you that I cleaned my room and I was so exhausted that, okay, I was done for the day.
Okay, in your defense, we wake up at booty in the morning, so that doesn't count. But also, it is so hard to be the mom and you just keep seeing these unfinished tasks and you have to start them before you finish your last one. It's such a mind trip.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't move on to the next thing because you're, well, I have to do this before I can do that, or I have to do the basement before I can do this. Oh, what about the garage?
Yeah, I need to empty the dishwasher. I really need a towel to hand dry this one. Oh, while I'm in the closet, I see there's no clean towels. I better put a load of towels in first before I do this. But then there's clothes that are already in the washer. I got to move to the dryer and put the dryer clothes away. Ah!
And meanwhile, I walk back into the laundry room and why is the dryer door open? Was I in the middle of doing a load of laundry?
Also, where am I?
Guess I should finish that one. All right, well, we hope you can get your thoughts organized and have a wonderful day. It looks beautiful outside. And remember that you have more chances to win with our $1,000 thank you at 3 and 4 o'clock.
Yep, with Dave-O. And before we go, we always like to take a second look.
That's right. Little Cal Clifford is fascinated with all things that have to do with an octopus. The 9-year-old is from Edmond, Oklahoma. He's been obsessed since the age of 2, so naturally he was very excited when his dad brought home a tank and said that he could have a real octopus. It quickly turned into an octomom, laying eggs and having 50 babies. 50. So they started a TikTok account and quickly shot up to over 400,000 followers, over 3.5 million views. Doc Octopus is the account. And they even have a Shoptopus if you want to buy stuff.
That could
and
get silly.
The money actually goes to research.
I thought my husband was buying something else on Shoptopus. I'm glad to hear it's just octopus merch.
Hey, you.
Weird day for all involved.
All right, everybody, have a wonderful day. God bless.
Be kind.
Show's over.
And we're done.
We've already run out of time again.
This is where we say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Don't say goodbye.
Who'd like to hang around and help clean up?
That ended well.
Rockin' and Teresa and Tara in the morning. Mix 93.3.